This sound was recorded on the 16th of January 1964, in the Leslie Flint.
Good evening. Hello.
Stephen.
Yes.
Hello, Stephen. How nice of you to
come. How do you do? I'm very happy to come.
Yes.
I've been looking forward tremendously to coming back again to speak to you, but I'm sorry it hasn't been possible to come before, but... Well, there have been various reasons, and actually, of course, quite frankly, I felt the necessity very much to sort of settle down over here and sort of acclimatize myself more to my new life. And as a matter of fact, it was considered, and I agreed, that it perhaps wasn't too good for me to come back too much too often until I sort of sorted myself out a bit and sort of got rid of some of the old inhibitions and the material conceptions of things. You know, I think other people were more concerned in a sense, perhaps even than I was, but I think the idea was to get me away from the earth for a time so that I could sort of refresh myself and sort of generally sort of assimilate knowledge and experience here. And then when that time was ripe, then of course I could come back and... Well, it wouldn't have the same sort of effect on me, which it probably, well, it did have, really, in the early stages. I felt that the earth was pulling too much, but now I can sort of resist that pull and come back without any sort of feeling about it and sort of, well, leave it and, well, it doesn't sort of cling to me. It's very difficult to explain this, but the first few weeks, months, it was as if the earth was pulling so much more strongly than my new life over here, and I suppose in a way it was bad for me. But anyway, I'm glad I did have the opportunity to come to speak in the early stages, and I'm much happier now that I can come, and I feel without any sort of, well, sort of feeling about it that it might sort of inhibit me getting on over here. I feel now that I can resist, if you like, the pull of the earth and all the old associations, and I can come back with a much freer mind, and, well, I sort of feel more at ease, whereas before I was sort of neither one thing or the other in a sense. I was sort of being so pulled to the earth by all that had gone on and all that was still going on, and I was getting so engrossed in it, more so than I should have been, I suppose, and now, of course, I've been able to resist all that and throw it off, and I realize that, well, by settling my mind over here to my new life, and learning all I can, it's been better for me. And now I can come back without any sort of undue concern or worry, is it?
Oh, I'm very
happy. Anyway, I do want to thank you very much indeed for all your kind thoughts and prayers, because I have been, truly have been, very conscious of them.
Yes.
Because, you know, it's an extraordinary thing how thoughts from Earth are very pregnant, they're very strong, you know. It's an extraordinary thing because... I felt it very much the first few weeks of my passing. The pull of the earth was tremendous. It was just as if I was being drawn by a sort of magnet back to earth, you know, and back to the old haunts, to people I'd known, and I was trying desperately to make them know that I was there, and nobody took the slightest bit of notice, of course. And then I was brought here, and I don't know quite whether it was altogether your thoughts that brought me here, partly possibly without my even realizing it in the initial stages, but the point is that it's been a great help to me to come back and sort of unburden myself a bit, and now, of course, I've settled much more on this side. It's not the effort that it was. It all seems so natural for me to come and speak to you.
There are many, many people who have sent out very, very good thoughts to
you. Oh, yes, I do realize that. I suppose I really realize that more now, at a later stage, than I did then, because I suppose my consciousness was much more with people that I'd known and people associated with, well, with my trial and all that business, you know, and I think that I was receiving much more the thoughts of people who were in themselves not altogether favourable or helpful to me.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've certainly now been able to discard all that, and I do feel very, very grateful to you and Dr. Marshall and the medium and well, everyone who's been so wonderful to me. I honestly don't know what I'd have done without all the wonderful people that have helped me, and believe me, they have helped me. I feel such a different person already. I feel as light as air.
As
if there's no heaviness at all. There's no sort of no sort of, well, I don't know how to put it, but it was as if I was sort of been chained in some way, but all that's gone. I feel so free.
Oh, lovely, Stephen.
And I'm now beginning seriously to settle down, to assimilate my new knowledge, and I'm certainly becoming much more interested in all forms of art. I had some expression of it on earth. I mean, I did dabble. Well, I say dabble, I didn't do so badly, but now I feel that I can really, really get with it, you know. I mean, I can sort of, as a matter of fact, I've met some extraordinarily wonderful, wonderful, wonderful people. I mean, this must strike you perhaps, in a sense, as being very odd, because I know if I were in your position listening to someone speaking to me, even if I knew, as you do, about this subject, I'd still find it very puzzling at times and very difficult perhaps to understand, but I've been able to meet all sorts of interesting people over here, people that I admired, people that, of course, I could never have met, but people that I respected and admired, and people that fascinated me for one reason or another, and especially in the art world.
Yes.
You know, I realize now too, which I didn't realize before, that when I was sketching and painting, that although I had my own natural talent, I was to some extent being helped. I wish I'd have known more about it then. In fact, I realize now that if I had given more time and more thought to it and probably gone all out, I could have been quite a successful artist. I feel already that I might have achieved much more. I might have done something really worthwhile, but still, that's all in the past. What is important is the present and the future.
Yes.
And what is so marvellous is that there is a future. I mean, quite frankly, I mean, so many people, and I suppose to some extent I could count myself among them when on earth, really had no faith, no sort of real belief in anything. I sort of had some slight knowledge, I had some experience of psychic things, not very much when I was on your side. I wanted to try sat with clairvoyance and that sort of thing, but I never took it too seriously. I was rather, I suppose, thinking of it more on the material lines of what was going to happen next sort of thing and all that. But in a sort of way, I suppose, I did have a sort of feeling that there was something after death, but I was never sure, of course, but who can be? But the point is that now I know, and I feel as if I want to tell the whole world. As a matter of fact, I feel now that I want to do something, not only over here, not only over here from the point of view of doing something worthwhile in a mental and spiritual sense, in a real way, a definite way, but I feel I'd like to impart my experiences and my knowledge, and perhaps, who knows, perhaps one day I may be able to find someone that I can work with and help. Of course, that is with the love of the gods, you might say, but there's always that possibility.
Of course there is, Stephen.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Oh. I can hear you. But you carry on, come on.
Oh dear, I didn't watch it.
What's the matter? Oh, you've got to go.
Thanks a lot, Rose. Thanks very much. I'll come and speak to you again next Monday.
Will you?
Yes, I promise.
Now,
all being
mind
well.
You do. Now, don't
all being
make
well, I'm a scare.
Promises.
Sorry. Marshall says that my time's up, that I'm overtaxing the medium and overtaxing myself.
Oh.
Anyway, goodbye. See you on Monday.
All right.